and we are limited now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now's the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now. In the studio with producer Hardwood Forrest Connor and investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. You know, let me pause for a second, because recently a listener said, I find it really disgusting when you say, Daddy gonna give you something to drink now.
Really?
Yeah, that's
why.
I can't imagine why. But let me just tell you, that is an inside joke, and it's so inside that I can't even tell you the source of the joke. But there is a person, if you've listened to the show long enough, you may have picked up on the fact there is a person that we know who used that line one time in a movie that has never been aired. And when I saw this footage, I was rolling around on my living room floor crying with laughter. And so it stuck. There is an inside joke. Another thing, you know, at the end of the show, when I say, you are commanded, that also is kind of an inside joke, because long, long ago, I attended my first exorcism, and the guy who was performing the exorcism was not qualified to do it. We really shouldn't have. We were kind of like, the Lemur team was kind of doing an exorcism.
You had no business performing.
Yeah. And I happened to just sort of be there when this was going on, and I felt like I needed to participate somehow, just so that I could say I participated in an exorcism. And so at one point, the woman, you know, her head's practically spinning around, and she's like, there's gibberish coming out of her mouth. And the guy performing the exorcism is saying, get out of her, demon, get out of her. And I saw my opening, I saw my window, and I went for it. And that was my one time where I chimed into the exorcism, and I said, you are commanded! And later, we watched the footage of this, and it was so hilarious that I just, in the middle of this exorcism...
Well, the situation itself wasn't funny.
No, not at all. But the fact that I felt, you know, compelled to participate at that particular point, when I had no business doing it, but that was my one line in the exorcism. You are commanded. So, now you know, to some extent, why the... Some of these weird phrases pop up during the Dark 30 hour. That said, Investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop, it is the holiday season. What's happening over there at Wright's Coin Shop?
Very, very busy. People are coming in, buying coins, buying silver eagles, buying whatever they can for their loved ones for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Are they buying venom? Do you sell that there?
No, we don't.
Venom energy drink. That's another inside joke, but we won't go into that either.
No. What, venom? No, let's not.
Do you carry any beverages?
No, we don't.
Well, what do you have there at Wright's Coin Shop?
We got coins.
You got coins?
And
really?
Currency. And gold and silver.
So what is popular this time of year? It's December, Christmas is coming up. What are people going in there and buying?
Silver eagles, the modern silver dollar. Hands down, that is the most popular item every Christmas.
Really?
Yes.
And how much is a silver eagle going for roundabout these days? Like
the low price of $29.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because that could shoot up to like $60 easy overnight, couldn't
mm-hmm.
it? Or more.
Yeah.
Could shoot up to hundreds.
You never know.
So somebody can go in there and say, I'm going to buy something for $30 and just one thing if they want. Just
right.
Get their foot in the door, you know, dip their toe and hand it off to a friend, a loved one, a grandchild, whatever. And next thing you know, this is magnified in value, and it's kind of the gift that truly keeps on giving, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Do you have any Krampus coin purses yet?
I don't. I don't. Maybe Forrest will shoot me a link to that thing he found.
For a commission.
Yeah, exactly. You are not allowed to get on the internet. Forrest must do that for you.
Oh, I can do it.
So, Shelley, if somebody really does nothing, we say this all the time. If you bought from Wright's Coin Shop before, we don't need to talk you into going back, because people, they will go back because they see that they're turning their money into more money.
Definitely.
But for somebody who's never taken that first step, how can they call you up and talk to you personally?
They can call me at 828-298-5402. Or they can come see me at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
Okay, so write this down, everybody, okay? The number to call up Wright's Coin Shop, it doesn't matter where you are in the world. Here in the U.S., call her at 828-298-5402. Or if you're lucky enough to be in the Asheville area, go to 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. You just take exit 51 off 40. Go left off the exit. Or go to WrightsCoinShop.com. That's W-R-I-G-H-T-S, WrightsCoinShop.com. And can you ship coins outside the U.S., Shelly? Is that something you guys can do?
We can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do the shipping, so I don't know all of the specifics, but I'm sure we can.
I'm sure there are a lot of people in China who are buying everything right now. So
yeah.
You probably ship a lot of stuff to China.
Yeah.
They're buying all the wealth. Well, you know, Shelley, we've been having a conversation about gravity.
Yes.
Yeah, which that's your cup of tea, isn't it?
Gravity?
You're all about gravity. Well, every time we bring up gravity, you seem like you need to maybe explore this more deeply. Let me bring up an angle that you can fully inform me.
No, it's just like tonight, the watchword of the night is gravity. And I don't know where you're going with certain things. And
well, see, this is an opportunity for you to educate me and Forrest. Because here is a story from the UK, and the headline is, "A strapless bra that defies gravity." How does that sound?
Okay.
that doesn't sound enticing, interesting. See, I don't know, but I'm not into bras. I don't wear
a
bra.
Well, let's put it this way. A strapless bra that defies gravity would work on a small-breasted woman.
But that's the thing. This thing will lift 11.2 pounds. Huh? Yeah? Have you ever weighed... You've never, like, gotten out a postal scale and... No?
No!
I'm sure you have one at Wright's Coin Shop, don't you?
Not a postal scale, no.
Oh, you don't have a... Well, shut... What's up?
Wayne and Troy out.
Right.
I don't know how this can
Let
work.
Let me just walk out. Hey, guys, can you help me with the scale here?
Oh, they'd be like,
it's not
yes.
even not a digital scale.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So we'd have to, like, put a stack of coins on one end and see if it balances. It's like the Lady of Justice testing the scales. Well, hey, strapless bra for women, says this UK story, is being held as a revolution in underwear. It's going to launch Christmas Day for $150.
It's going to launch Christmas Day?
Okay, yeah.
First of all, who's in charge of their marketing?
I know.
Wouldn't you like to give it for Christmas?
That is weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, what launches Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Says here, a large cup size does not mean a lifetime of discomfort and back pain. This bra was developed to satisfy a real need following a request from a friend of mine. This is from the developer. They've taken great pains, they say, to ensure it fits comfortably and perfectly. It says, using magnetic force to convert the downward pressure of breasts into an upward lift, the Kiwi bra aims to give a customized fit for sizes D and above. The floating support is designed to relieve pressure on the shoulders, neck, and back. You know, Forrest, during the break, we were just having a conversation about superconductivity.
Right.
I think we should jump on this bandwagon for ladies who live in Antarctica.
Yes, definitely.
If you live where it's super cold, we will make your breasts totally weightless. They'll just float the way that God designed them. Does that make sense? Do you know superconductivity? All right. The breasts are held in two inner cups, which mold to the body's unique contours. The magnetic process is non-electrical, meaning exposure to water or liquids is safe. These devices hold up the inner cups, keeping the breasts slightly suspended within the bra. That sounds better, isn't it, huh? Come on, Shelly, you still look skeptical.
I'm very skeptical.
Really?
You got a picture?
I don't have a picture. I'm not a pervert.
Oh,
I wouldn't look up a picture of this.
Of course not. Of course you wouldn't.
I'm a good Southern boy. We don't do that here. It says here, the use of magnetic force also serves as an artificial shock absorber. Shock absorber during movement to hold the breast within and conceal movement from a loose, thin, breathable, and stretchy fabric. The inner cups are designed to perfectly fit each breast like a sock. It's sounding better and better. You know, Forrest, we're getting up there in years.
Right.
Maybe we do need to get one of these.
I think we need to realize the gravity of the situation.
Yeah. Even Jack Nicholson has breasts now. So, you know, if he can get away with it, I'm proud of my little man boobs. How about you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's the ultimate man. He's got man boobs. Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, oh, yeah, a Walmart story. We love those, don't we? That's Americana at its best. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Stick around for more here on Speaking of Strange.
Sometime around midnight, or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two. As you stand under the bar light, thinking how things used to be. Dark night in the dark night. The neighborhood is changing, strangers moving in, a new boy for a local girl, and she made eyes.
It's a dark 30 hour. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. And this is the hour of the program when we talk about things that are, well, a bit controversial. Not for the kiddies. Not for the easily offended. Tune out. If you are connected to those scenarios, we're talking about news that doesn't often make it into the mainstream. Because, yeah, these are things that kind of blur the lines regarding what is acceptable. But these are real news stories so far as we know. And let me also remind you, go to joshuapwarren.com if you want to learn about the wishing machine. It's an awesome device. Watch the movie about the wishing machine radionic device at joshuapwarren.com. And, you know, I only talk about things, devices, products on this show that are good, that work, which is why I would never promote Venom energy drink. Venom! Venom energy. Mojave Rattler. A thick grape energy drink. This is maybe the worst decision I've made all week. They're never going to sponsor me now, but that's fine, because I would not sponsor Venom. But we are going to make a commercial for them at some point, right, Forrest?
Exactly.
An accurate commercial, like we did for Carnival Cruise Lines.
Exactly.
Venom. That'll be the tagline.
Oh, no, we got to find a nifty name like Spinem or...
or... Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this thing, it does things to your body, but none of it's good.
Speeds your body up.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Everything up.
Everything is, I don't know, I don't feel right. Grant that I'm taking cold medicine, but this might be like a deadly combo. I could die on the air. You're like, oh, man, he didn't know that? You can't take cold medicine and drink Venom. People would be like, duh! Idiot! It's called Venom for a reason. Alright. Enough of that. Let's go to our Walmart story, shall we? Here's the headline. Naked masturbation session inside Walmart women's bathroom.
Is it in Florida?
Oklahoma.
Oh. Well, you know, you got two of the naked in Walmart in the story there, which comes up on our show all the time.
It was almost the perfect story, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was
kind of the perfect storm there.
Yeah. Well, it could happen by the end of the night. Oklahoma man arrested for, sometimes the headline's all you really need, isn't it? But, we'll give you the gritty details. Arrested for doing that in the women's bathroom at a Tulsa Walmart. They say the solo act was interrupted by a female shopper who discovered the naked suspect around 8:30. Customer told police she entered the restroom and found a nude man pleasuring himself in front of the mirror. You know, I can almost, if it was just like a clothed man doing it, you could almost say, well, that's really not that surprising in this day and age. A totally naked man? That crosses another line, doesn't it?
Yes. It has all crossed the line. There is nothing normal about this. There is in a Walmart bathroom.
Well, that is normal in a Walmart bathroom.
It shouldn't be.
The woman who discovered the man began filming him with her cell phone while providing accompanying narration. Someone stop him. Do not let him go out that door. While the man ran from the store, a second shopper photographed his vehicle and its license plate. Within 2 hours, Tulsa cops arrested the man, 37 years old, for felony indecent exposure, booked him into the county jail. He confessed that he'd been masturbating in the Walmart bathroom. And the victim offered an apology. And he said, quote, "I didn't know it was the women's bathroom. I normally only do this in the men's room," end quote.
Well, then, okay, everything's all right.
Yeah. It's an honest mistake. Honest mistake. Okay. Beaverton, Oregon. A man is facing arson charges after police said he started a fire in a hotel room and refused to come out. The Beaverton police were called there to the Beaverton Budget Inn at 4.05 a.m. Let's see here. Police said the 67-year-old man who'd been staying in the room was walking through the parking lot with no pants on. And he then went to the room, started the fire. They eventually coaxed him out. He said an evil spirit made him do all this. Run around pantsless and then start a fire. Evil spirits. Explains everything.
Krampus.
Maybe. Krampus is powerful this time of year. He is loosed upon the world. The Krampus is. Here's a story from, I'm going to call it Imokalee, Florida. We're getting some weird Florida names tonight. Imokalee. This is a story about a mom who was arrested trying to take her baby to work. Doesn't sound so bad. But turns out mom is a prostitute. Yeah. And it says she is otherwise unemployed, was leaving the home about 1 p.m., and her former boyfriend, the father of the child, contacted the cops and said, I know what she's doing. She's going out to work the streets, and she's taking our baby with her. And sure enough, that's what she did. She also struck the boyfriend, they say, several times in the face and neck and scratched him. So she was arrested for that and charged with a variety of things, and now the baby is with the father. Wow, that's kind of messed up, isn't it? To think that you could actually get work when you're like, we're going to put the baby over here on the curb for a minute. Yeah. God. Men are so sick, aren't they? That men would actually be like, yeah, that's all right.
It's fine.
That's no problem. I understand. In fact, some men will be like, well, you're a responsible mother. You're keeping an eye on your baby while we do this. Here's one from Seattle, Washington. A burglar visiting a home there one morning dropped in for a snack and seemingly nothing more. It says three residents of the home there were in bed when they heard someone enter the front door and they heard someone raiding their fridge. The roommates went to the living room, discovered the front door open, and spotted a man standing there naked in the front yard partaking of their leftover chicken. Okay. They said the residents called the police. All right. Naked chicken man.
Chicken burglar.
We know the hamburger.
Yeah.
Chicken burglar. Winston-Salem, North Carolina. This is
close to home.
This is always nice when we have, as a matter of fact, we've got a couple stories close to home. Police are looking for a woman who was reported running on the parkway there in the morning without any pants on. Police responded where she was seen just after midnight. Approximately 30 officers on foot. A K-9 unit and FLIR heat-detecting cameras were immediately utilized to try to find the pantsless woman. Anybody with information should call the Winston-Salem police.
Oh, I guess they didn't catch her.
No, they haven't gotten her yet. They're still hard at work on that one.
Yeah.
when we come back, another story close to home from Spartanburg and, oh yes, Looks like this is another Walmart story. Ah, what a great night. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange.
Elle lutte à se débat mais ne résistera pas. Je suis bloqué l'ascenseur. Je vais prendre ta douleur. Saboter l'interrupteur. Je vais prendre ta douleur.
Again together, Forrest.
Venom.
So now we'll do the whole commercial. Brought to you tonight by Venom Energy Drink.
Venom.
Don't mess with us. We're bad. We will tell the world. I'm Joshua P. Warren.
Carnival Cruise Line. Probably serving Venom.
So, where were we? Oh, yeah, Walmart story, right? Before we get to this, wintertime is bad. A, don't buy Venom. B, buy a Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home. The world's most powerful solar generator for the lowest price, guaranteed. Just go to sunshinesimple.com and watch the video. Just do it. You are commanded. Do it. If you've never done it, now's the time. You know, I wonder if I just started saying that all the time, if people would actually do what I told them to. You know, where I go to McDonald's and I'm like, I would like to get a sausage biscuit. And they're like, oh, it's 11 o'clock now. You know, we've stopped serving breakfast. I want a sausage biscuit. You were commanded!
Well, yes, sir. Your sausage biscuit will be ready in about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Your sausage dish could be ready in about 2 minutes, sir.
I think that would work if I started doing that. I'm going to try that out. Shelly, would that work? Like, let's say a guy comes into the shop and he's like, Shelly, will you go out to dinner with me tomorrow night? And you're like, oh, I got something. And he's like, you were commanded!
Hell no.
Are you sure about that? Oh. You might be like, whoa, this guy's got some cojones.
Okay. I am quite sure.
And that wouldn't, like, be that extra oomph you're looking for in your life?
No.
Hmm. All right. We'll see. Mm. I implore one of our listeners to try that out now.
Let's hear the vending commercial again.
All right. Tonight's show brought to you by Venom Energy Drink. Venom!
Abandon all hope.
Daddy's going to give you something to drink now.
Venom! Where are we going with this?
I think somebody at Venom Corporate is going to hear this, and they're going to be sitting there with like veins popping out of their head, like, damn, that Speaking of Strange show, we've dropped 10 points on the stock market. See, you can either be with us or against us, right, Forrest? You better right. You better advertise, you better jump on the bandwagon, because if you're not, we're going to tell everybody about your product, Mojave Rattler. Venom!
Abandon all hope.
That ain't going to give you something, doesn't it? No.
You got a Walmart story. Let's hit that.
Spartanburg, South Carolina. 1 hour or so down the road. This is a weird story because I read this and I was like, I'm not sure exactly what went on here. Let me remind everybody, Dark 30 means we talk about things that are more outrageous and controversial, not for the kids, not for the easily offended. Tune out. If you don't want to hear that kind of material. Around 2 a.m. at a Walmart in South Carolina, a man with a cell phone in hand, I think the cell phone was stolen. I think this guy stole the cell phone. He went into the men's bathroom, went to the handicap stall, and then, quote, engaged in conversation while defecating, end quote. At one point, he placed his Galaxy Note 3 phone on the toilet tissue dispenser. Okay, now I'm getting this. See, this story is some of these stories confuse me the way. Okay, I think this guy's the legit owner. So he goes in, he defecates while he's on the phone. He placed his phone on the toilet tissue dispenser, walks out, and 30 minutes later realized the phone was stolen. So the cops come into there, and they go in, and they realize, they think the person who stole the phone was also relieving himself with a number two, okay? And they go in. Is this what my life has become? Is this, you know, was this what our parents envisioned for us? I'm reading stories about men crapping at Walmart. Okay. The cops said that this guy, who stole the phone, obviously had an upset stomach, and he apparently, the cops say they, quote, observed a preponderance of fecal matter on the toilet, suggesting the suspect is someone who stands while defecating and had loose bowels. Okay, so... Venom is the culprit, yeah. And so, the guy who had the phone stolen is trying to convince the cops to do a DNA analysis of the fecal matter to track down the culprit. And they say...
Sorry, you want the phone back after all of this? Really?
Well, hey, you know, those phones cost a good, like, $100, right? I don't know. So, says here, the cops refused to do a DNA analysis of the loose fecal matter. And so this guy who left his phone in there is upset at the cops. Did that make sense?
Kinda?
Yeah?
Sorta.
So to recap, guy leaves his phone in a Walmart bathroom, then realizes the phone is stolen. But there happens to be loose fecal matter everywhere because the culprit drank venom. We're assuming. Allegedly, it's possible. I don't know that for a fact. Okay, let me clarify. I'm thinking that the Mojave Rattler venom might have had a role in this story. And so he says, hey, obviously whoever took my phone crapped all over the place. Test the fecal matter and get me the DNA of the guy who took my phone, because I want that baby back. That's Spartanburg for you. Next story comes to us from Canada. Ooh, Windsor, hey. Ontario. Yeah, hey. That's maybe Andrea knows.
Been
this
to
guy.
Windsor.
Have you been to Windsor?
I have.
Oh, okay. Headline: phallic sculptor strikes again, but city strikes back. There won't be any more shrubs trimmed into phallic symbols in a small plot of land near the Windsor Sculpture Garden. The director of the park there said the city was made aware of the latest prank. Someone placed the letters P-E-N-I-S made out of plants at the site. And says the garden used to have about 20 shrubs that were twice targeted by vandals and trimmed to look like giant penises. And now the garden has no shrubs because they're just tired of fighting these artistic vandals. In October, in two separate incidents, shrubs in the garden plot were turned into phallic shapes by unknown people. So, basically, they are saying that they have just removed all the shrubs to combat this insanity.
They removed the bushes.
They removed the bushes to prevent the penises being carved.
The bush.
And, but, you know, I think that there is some artistic value there. Am I wrong here? I mean, I couldn't just like...
Art is in the eye of the beholder.
Just like beauty is in the eye of the beer holder.
Exactly.
And so I'm thinking that if you put a bush in front of me and said, carve this into a big phallus, I think that's easier said than done. Maybe they should have just left it as a penis park, and it would have been a giant attraction. And whenever you go to Canada, you're like, oh, well, let's go to penis park, right? It would probably be, I could make a Travel Channel special about that.
Yeah.
Everything. All right. Oh, the time. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to see how many of these last stories I can get through. It is the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
Hey Ray, hey Sugar, tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers, we got golden fingers, and we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we never know. It's a thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Yeah.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
I got a freaky old lady named a Cocaine Kitty who embroiders on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy
all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown. Like the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy five copies for our mother?
Yeah.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover? We'll do anything we say. We got a genuine Indian guru. He's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover? Wanna buy my copies for my mother?
Tonight's Dark 30 Hour, brought to you by... Venom. Energy Drink. Mojave Rattler.
Yes, welcome to the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange, Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Let me remind you, I'm not sure when our next new Speaking of Strange is going to be, because I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling. If you are interested in going on an expedition with me in Puerto Rico, well, go to joshuapwarren.com or paranormalpuertorico.com and email me and let me know, and we'll see what we can work out. Okay, let's see. Here's a story from Lake Fort Worth, Florida. A doctor is being investigated after a 39-year-old patient claims the physician there conducted, quote, punishment sessions with her to help her battle her depression after telling her she was suffering from female hysteria. Yeah. They say he carried on 50 Shades of Grey type activities with her after hours in his office using whips, blindfolds, and other sadomasochistic acts in an unconventional bid to combat her depression and anxiety. The doctor wasn't arrested or charged criminally because the relationship was deemed to be consensual, but he now faces the prospect of losing his license. It says female hysteria has not been recognized as a medical condition since the 1920s, and this type of behavior is just unacceptable. Does that sound like a good or bad idea to you, Shelley, that doctors cannot engage in that type of treatment?
I think that doctors should not engage in that kind of treatment.
You just saved that for the guy who lives in the alleyway next door. No license required. Here's one. It's a Michael Jackson story, and this is from TMZ. You know Dr. Conrad Murray. Well, there's a weird quote that he has given, apparently, in a bizarre interview. Quote, I held Michael's penis every night, end quote. Did I mention this is the Dark 30 Hour, and we should... This is not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, okay? Tune out if you are connected to those scenarios. He says, quote, you want to know how close we were? I held his penis every night to fit a catheter because he was incontinent at night. He went on to say, quote, he wore dark trousers because after he went to the toilet, you know, he would have issues, we'll say. And it goes on and on into some areas that I'm not even comfortable saying on the Dark 30 Hour. Murray apparently believes that Michael killed himself, and obviously his statements regarding all of this are supposed to imply that he was so close and so caring that he obviously would have never never done anything irresponsible with Michael Jackson. And this is a pretty messed up, disturbing story from New Mexico. And headline is, cops spray woman's you-know-what with mace to punish her after drug arrest. Sadistic, sick, and twisted. Even the police are getting into the sicko act. Regardless of what the woman did, she didn't deserve to have that part of her body chemically burned. They say that they arrested her for drugs. They were searching that part of her body, and she continued to resist arrest, and so they started spraying that part of her body with mace, and everybody's saying it's tantamount to torture. It's just, you know, malicious, and she obviously suffered some immense pain and severe swelling. And so right now the ACLU is bringing a lawsuit against them, saying that this was nothing more than just being absolutely mean-spirited. And that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we will be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And barring a ball game, tune in next week for a best of. Happy holidays, everybody, and Merry Christmas. You are commanded! Yeah,